Christ, our God, who said to the only Son, the apostle, made promise, and the man of desire to see things which you have not seen them, and to hear things which you have not heard them, but as for you, blessed are your eyes, for you see and you for you hear. May you be ready to hear and to have the holy gospel to the praise of your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Also, on us, all those who have been asked, and we have supplication and praise which you offer upon to our God. Those who are ready for us, people, them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the love of our soul, salvation, our soul, the hope of our soul, the meaning of our soul, and the resurrection of our soul.
And live, bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, word of glory forever. Amen. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him, weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now the Pharisee who had invited him saw this. He spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owned 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them he will love him more? Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with the tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins which are many are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sin?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has served you. Go in peace."
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
O Lord, make us worthy to be thankful, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as heaven. Give us day of day, by forgive us all trespass, as we trespass against us, lead us and teach us, you want. Lord, thy kingdom come.